Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always a privilege, pleasure to come before you. And we've got an interesting show for you here. We were over on the TV side and had a lot of unfinished business. And we would be Doug Thornton and me. And we just had an offer today. Doug doesn't know this yet, though, but we had an offer for our show today. And I'll have to tell him about it later. But we are growing, thanks to you. Make sure you share these broadcasts, though. Hey, we're brought to you by something you're going to need. It scares the living hell out of me to talk about this. But I'm talking food shortages. They're here, folks. They're on top of us now. The fertilizer is the critical element. But there are 23 blockages to food supply right now, as I've documented. At the conference I spoke at, here the Watchman in Dallas this last weekend, I identified five. I mean, I could do a whole show on this, and then some. You need to get your own food now, and you need to find a way to protect it, and you need a way to find hide some of it. How much do you need? As much as you can possibly get. Because when they crash the food supply to zero, this is when they're going to bring in the lab meat and bring in all the other crap that we don't want to eat, like the bugs and, you know, the Bill Gates diet, the one he prescribed for us a few months ago. You don't want that. So get as much as you can now. Now, good thing is, My Patriot Supply has not raised prices. That's incredible. And they still have their sale. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you darn well better have water. And if Putin takes down the grid, and Bob Griswold told me today that Putin's moving citizens into shelters outside the cities. Yeah, exactly. So do you have water filtration? And you need more than one. As they say, two is one and one is none. Well, we have three, and I would really recommend you have that number because you may have to scavenge your water. You won't have trouble finding water, but you're going to have to make it drinkable. And you can't store enough water to get by. So go to waterwithdave.com. They, too, have not raised their prices, and they, too, have a sale. So you have the food, preparewithdave.com. You got the water, waterwithdave.com. And now we got Doug with Dave dot radio show. Doug, welcome to the show. We could shoot an arrow into the air and follow it and have an interesting show no matter where we go. I've got a few hot buttons, but I'm wondering, what are yours right now? What's your main one?
Well, the one I'm paying attention to right now is just now coming out from the State Department, Mr. Blinken, Antony Blinken, a freaking loser. He came out and said that the U.S. officially accuses Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine. Now, I take it that the war crimes they're probably talking about is going to be Mariupol. It will be what they're calling the direct targeting of civilians that are evacuating. And I'm sure we're going to see some numbers that are going to come up from this, even though we have a lot of really suppressed intelligence about this. Earlier today, during the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the TV side, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, $2.99 a month. Come on. You got to be able to see my pretty face on TV. We were talking about how there have been multiple reports, and this is coming from the Russian Federation, by the way. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But the Russian Federation was reporting how many people they have been evacuating from Mariupol, and that the Azov battalion, the neo-Nazi battalion, is actually indiscriminately shooting at the fleeing civilians of the city of Mariupol. Then there was a video that I was reviewing a while ago, and it was a woman and a man, and as they were fleeing, they were recounting the stories from their eyewitness testimony of the Azov battalion firing into vehicles that were fleeing, to include a bus full of people. Now, I have speculated that for some time, if there was going to be any sort of war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, it was going to come from Mariupol in the Donbass region. It was going to come from the Azov battalion. Currently, that is what we're looking at, but yet it's being blamed on Russia. Now, this is a conspiracy theory. That is everything that is happening in Ukraine right now, because nobody really knows hard evidence except for the fact, Dave, that innocent civilians are dying and they're caught in the middle of this. I have seen video after video of the Azov battalion taking prisoners of Russian Federation forces, mistreating them, humiliating them, all these bad things. But at the same time, let's play devil's advocate. You are invading their country. We would probably, not be that nice to you if you did that to America as well. However, whenever the Russian Federation forces are being met by the civilian populace of the Donbass region, throughout Mariupol and other areas, they are almost greeted gladly by the civilian populace. Now, my problem is with this, Dave, is it seems like either a lot of this is set up for propaganda, which I believe some of it is, because the camera starts to roll as the soldiers start to walk up, and then everybody starts thanking them. Now, in good faith, let's just say, if this is real, well, that's a good thing, because then that means the Russians aren't indiscriminately slaughtering people. And I've said this before, Dave. If it was really that Russia was coming in to clean house, unlike what the West says, if it really was like that, the body count would be tremendous. And I don't believe Zelensky, and I'm going to tell everybody right now, I am not pro-Ukraine. I'm not pro-Russia, but I'm also not pro-Ukraine because I do not believe a president who imprisoned his own party members, who has now made other political parties illegal. Oh, by the way, the president of Ukraine's military forces is a devout neo-Nazi battalion. I can't back that. And the fact that Americans back that, either they're willfully stupid, because you can't say you're ignorant now. There's no way, if you're on social media or if you have friends who have social media, that no one has seen the swastikas. There's no way that people can just, bypass that at this point. They've had it on Fox News and CNN. What it comes down to, Dave, is that people say, well, Russia is indiscriminately always bad. We should never align with them, ever. I'll tell you this much. America has more in common with Russia than we do China. And the fact that we are making Russia an enemy and driving them into the arms of China worries me geopolitically, because my politicians have their heads up a place that they can't pull it out of. And because they are so narrow-sighted, it's like they like what we would describe in law enforcement during a use of force event. They have tunnel vision. They have auditory and visual exclusion right now. They're not paying attention to the things that are happening. They just want war. Or they just want the introduction of war. Because, Dave, you've got to admit it. We're already in war right now. America has already walked itself into war. We're putting surface-to-air missiles, ground-to-ground missiles. We're giving them guns. We're giving them ammunition, logistics, medical need. All of those things are already making our government culpable for whatever happens in Ukraine. We don't know where these assets that we are producing and giving to Ukraine, we don't know where they're going. They could be going to the mafia. They could be going to the various crime organizations that Zelensky also just willy-nilly threw guns to. Or could be going to the Azov battalion. Once again, how many times do I have to say this? It's a neo-Nazi battalion. Dave, is that still considered a bad thing nowadays?
Anything goes today. When you have judges that apologize to sex offenders, she's sentenced to less than the minimum. Anything goes. Anything goes.
I think we're about to cross a Rubicon in this country, and there's going to be no turning back. If we allow this woman, who does not know how to identify if someone is a woman or not, to be put in a Supreme Court justice, she's anti-gun. So that's what, 100+ million of us? She is anti-police. She is pro-pedophilia. When in the hell has that ever been introduced in this country? You know what would have happened 10 years ago if someone would have heard there was a Supreme Court justice nominee that was pro-pedophilia? It would never have even floated up into Congress, because the people then probably would have come undone. Now, after BLM brainwashing, after the Iraq-Afghanistan wars brainwashing, the New Green Deal brainwashing, communists in America brainwashing, BLM rallies and riots brainwashing, anti-police brainwashing, and now everyone is just all of a sudden up for war in Ukraine. It's almost like if this is the perfect time. America is just sleeping at the wheel, that maybe, just maybe, they can let this one go by and nobody cares. And here's something to pay attention to. If these proceedings, what, for her, will last, what, a week? You think? Think maybe a week? So let's just say, yeah, if within the next 96 hours, we'll give it a week, if something really, really big happens and it draws all the eyes off of her and she gets put into this position, you'll know that it was a setup from the very beginning.
Well, is this the swan song for Joe Biden? The fact that Hunter's laptop is being allowed to re-enter ever so cautiously back into the mainstream media?
I believe everything is done in God's time. Any of us Bible believers, and you can be a Bible reader, doesn't mean you're a Bible believer, but any of us Bible believing Christians, you're automatically a conspiracy theorist. And we have to ask ourselves, Hunter Biden, the man who is accused of raping, what, his 13 or 12 year old niece, and took the videos of it, by the way. And I'll echo something that Bob Griswold said on my show. Do not type in anything into the internet involving child porn and downloading pictures. It's a federal crime. Period. Do not be that stupid. However, those pictures are floating around on the internet. And they're damning. I think they should damn him all the way to hell. But Hunter Biden's laptop was the topic of discussion for the second most popular newspaper that was in Australia. And their headlines, I mean, the headlines tell it all. Hold on 1 second. Because I don't want to butcher this because I don't think it's fair. Here we go. Biden child porn shock on the front page of an Australia newspaper. Why is that not on the front page in America? I think Biden is going to be forced to resign. I think Biden is going to be forced to resign. Hunter's going to go to prison. Who knows, he may get Epstein while he's in prison. And Kamala will more than likely start World War III. And then she'll be quickly taken out of power because now, and this makes sense to me though, if Congress agrees to go to war against Russia, man, everything just got put on the table. Because at that point, Dave, anything can happen. We're in a wartime, emergency powers, yank Kamala out, put Hillary in. Anything can happen. We haven't declared war since what? World War II? So we have to understand that we constantly live under the Emergency Powers Act, the national emergency. And I think right now is a perfect time. Joe Biden just recently came out. Not only did Joe Biden just recently come out and talk about him wanting to put us on digital currency, which should scare the hell out of everybody, but he also came out and said, any moment now, any day now, Russia could hit us with a cyber attack. Well, what provocations have we really done that would make Russia hit us with a cyber attack?
I don't think we have to. If it fits their need, they'll do it.
Well, and there's the thing. They can stage it. It is not beyond the U.S. government to stage an attack upon its own populace. I'll give you Operation Northwoods, for example. However, now that you're declaring that Putin is a war criminal, now, and you know, this goes beyond speculation now, Dave. Now that they're declaring he's a war criminal, they're going to go to the international courts. So we'll be seeing that, I'm guessing, within the week. They're going to go to the international courts, probably to the UN, probably to NATO, plead their case there. And I'm almost willing to bet that most of the countries align with it, and it'll come down to India, China, Pakistan, maybe Egypt, Turkey, and some others, Venezuela, Brazil, the majority of the BRICS nations to protest that. And we'll see just who protests it, because if you turn this man into a war criminal, and now they're saying you're more or less Saddam Hussein, you're more or less Gaddafi, they're already calling him the next Hitler. Well, there's your provocation for war. And anything is on the table. Assassinations from within his own government, you know, hellfire missile coming out of the wrong drone at the right time. Anything can happen because they want to stop the tyrant. And I'm not calling him a tyrant. I think Vladimir Putin is being set up. What do you think?
Man, that's a good question. That is a really good question.
He's not a good guy.
No.
Like we all...
You listen, I'll go back to what I said on our TV show. The World Economic Forum is controlling both sides of this. They control Biden. Build Back Better is a WEF term. It's Klaus Schwab Deluxe. So they control America. They control Putin to a point where he says now publicly he's rejected this, and he said they're the ones that are forcing everything into a corner and trying to promote conflict. So, you know, you got a good question there. If I had to venture a guess, I'm going to say that Putin's own impulsiveness and criminality was used against him, and he took the bait and invaded Ukraine, and now is probably regretting it. That's my first answer. The second answer I have is I don't think this is as much about nation states, although it is. I think the corporations are the major players.
Well, that is the new nation state, though.
Yeah. Did you ever see, you know, and this is way before your time, but there was a movie made in 1975 called Rollerball with James Caan as the main actor.
Yep.
And are you familiar with that movie?
Yeah, that's when you have, more or less, you don't have nations anymore, and you have corporations.
Six corporations ruled the world, yep.
Yeah, and that's very telling to me, because you've used this analogy so much, and it really plays now with, as you see, the coming out of the shadows of the World Economic Forum. You know, for years, Dave, it was the Bilderberger Group, the people who went to the groves down in California. And then you had the people that were, you know, part of the Trilateral Commission. All these different venues. But yet the WEF, the World Economic Forum, trained almost every world leader for what we're seeing right now, for the penetration and overthrow and destabilization through normalization of actions by their own leaders. You know, you don't have to stage a rebellion if you just tell the leaders to be corrupt, only so corrupt for so long that gradually, like a frog boiling in a pot of water, will eventually just not care. That's really where we're at right now. And the real major difference of this is that China, and I don't know if they are or not, China, I don't think, is a part of the WEF. So we have opposing factions.
Let me interrupt you just for a second. You're right. They're not. That's because they're going to be the world policemen.
That's what I'm saying. We have opposing factions. Much like in Rollerball, those six corporations, all six of them, had a enterprise kingdom that each of the other kingdoms needed for survival or fought world wars over, which is eventually what Rollerball became. Instead of the world wars, we have the tournaments in Rollerball. Well, we're eventually getting to that, but war is very, very far away from ever being outlawed, more or less. You see, they still had to convince the world to bow the knee, to surrender the banks, and then live vicariously through what the WEF and all these other idiots say. And I think we have to see the destruction of nations who won't go along with this idly, like Russia. You know, they call them communists now. I don't think they're considered communists now. If anything, Vladimir Putin is very nationalistic, very much like Trump. And because he's actually very much like Trump, I mean, you know, without Trump just didn't have the murderous side, but because he's very nationalistic and pro-Russia, like Trump was very nationalistic and pro-America, and both very hard-nosed statesmen when it came to negotiating, you see the whole world coming down on Putin the same way they did Donald Trump. I think that's very telling, because it's always been Putin is a bad guy, Putin helped Trump, Putin, Putin, Putin. But yet, what about the Vatican? You know, what about the WEF? What about Canada and America and China and Mexico? All these other big players that are out there pushing porn, pushing drugs, human trafficking, assassinations, and overthrowing of other governments. That would be America. No one else comes to call on us because they own the rest of the world. There's just a portion of it out there that they don't, and that's Russia. Russia is one of the largest land masses of any country on Earth. Russia also probably has one of the largest natural resources of any other country on Earth, from the timber to the coal to the oil, you know, within the vicinity of the old Soviet Union, which is what they're trying to gain back. Could you imagine? They would probably be the richest nation on Earth if they got back the Baltic nations, Ukraine, Kazakhstan. You know, if they got all those nations back, the former Soviet Union, now Russian Federation, would be the wealthiest country on Earth overnight. No one can allow that to happen, because Vladimir Putin has proved he won't come to heel. He may come to the table, but he won't come to heel. And so now, they're going to take him out. That's my synopsis.
Wow. Who's going to be taken out first, Biden or Putin?
Probably Biden.
See, I don't think it's going to be violent. I think they're going to get him on the 25th Amendment. If they want to curry favor with the populace, they'll get him out on criminal neglect, violation of oath of duty to the border. They got him dead to right on that. They got Kamala Harris on that, too, if they want her. Because remember, she was the border czar.
Yeah, I think if the Democrats were smart about this, just to pull in more support to their side, if I were the bad guys, if I were the Democrats, I would be framing Joe Biden and his family. I would be setting up Kamala. I would be pulling in the Rhino Republicans that align with them too. And then I would make a big, big deal about it. And then show the world, hey, look, we're actually on your side. And then when the next elections happen or the next emergency happens, everybody listens to them because, look, they're the ones who got Biden out. They're the ones who actually put Hillary behind bars. But, you know, that's wishful thinking. More than likely, if Biden doesn't have a seizure between now and then, because, God, he looks like he's going to any moment. if Biden does have any type of mental health crisis or health crisis, then he will be implicated in whatever happens with his son.
Well, they commingled their funds, and that's where he's dead to right.
Yep. And that's Ukraine. That's the whole thing with Ukraine. And, you know, his crackhead son, his pedophile crackhead son, is going to bring down the entire Biden kingdom. And it's not just the big guy, Joe. It's also an aunt and an uncle who are implicated in this. A sister-in-law who's implicated into this. And many other people who are tied to them. They'll go after the big fish because that'll make the most headlines and the most waves. A lot of the little fish will just roll over on the others. But, I mean, we currently already have two of Hunter Biden's former mistresses. One of them actually has his child. Have already testified against him in federal court. They've already been producing financial documents. It's underway. Now we just have to see, will the trial come about, and will he survive it, or will Hunter have an accident between now and then? I think it wouldn't be a far cry to say Hunter, and I don't want this to happen, so record that one, FBI. I don't think it would be far cry to say that Hunter would accidentally overdose between now and a public trial. Hunter knows too much. Hunter Biden knows where skeletons are buried.
Are you surprised that Tony Bobulinski is still alive, their former colleague who went public?
I don't know if that has granted him an element of immunity, or if, like many narratives, if he was allowed to come out to speak about only so much because it fit the narrative. It was building the case. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. In other words, you want to stay alive, this is what you're going to say.
Exactly. Just like how I think with a lot of the UFO disclosure. Boy, we just took a segue. With a lot of the UFO disclosure, you only get told what the government has approved for you to say. Now, I will say that being a former member of the government, nothing that is released for the public's consumption is dirty or unorganized. It is all sanitized. It is all approved by lawyers. And they are bracing for the repercussions, and DC has put an approval stamp on it. The exact same thing will happen with Hunter Biden. Whatever comes out is what they meant to come out. Everything else will get buried.
Thing is, what's the mystery? We already know what's on it.
I think the mystery is going to be the bioweapons, the selling of uranium, the child trafficking, because that hasn't come out yet.
I wrote about Hillary selling uranium on Ammon Bundy's land 5-6 years ago.
Well, just think, the child trafficking that was coming out of Haiti with the Hillary Clinton Foundation. You know, people very rarely even remember that. But, you know, there's a lot of U.S. diplomats, U.S. officials, who have been implicated left and right for stuff like this. And maybe they're trying to protect one another. There's always a sacrificial goat. For years, I used to think the sacrificial goat was going to be Hillary. And she still can be, but she has to play a part first before the other outcome can happen. I think Hillary is the initiator for the war with Russia. Now, the thing that worries me about that is that Putin already said, if Hillary gets put in office, we're going to strike the White House. And we already know for a fact from the man that they declare to be a war criminal today, if Hillary gets put in office, And he still is considering the first strike on the White House. You just gave the entire world provocation to attack you. Like I said, it's three-dimensional chess. I just wonder if Putin is still playing fourth-dimensional chess or not.
That's a good question. Excuse me. It's a good question. Personally, I think that whatever produces the maximum chaos is going to be what happens. And the reason I say that, you know, the old globalist saying, out of chaos comes order. And Build Back Better, which is World Economic Forum, it's language for we got to tear it down so we can build it back the way we want it. And economically, we're doomed. I mean, Monday, Biden said we're looking at exploring digital currency through crypto. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me give you an idea then. Here's another idea for Build Back Better. Well, since Russia hit us with the cyber attack and we lost power, China is going to help us with going completely solar and green and windmill farms and solar farms. So, sorry, Midwest America, we are going to seize your properties. We can buy corn and wheat from Russia after China takes it over. Because there's no other way for the Build Back Better to happen if we have power. It's just not possible. There's no way for the world or for any other nation in the world to take down America while we still have power. Granted, even if it was a biological agent that was released, if we still have the ability to manufacture in this country and keep the lights on, people will survive. People are very adaptable creatures. The biggest counterstrike that you could have against the United States is to give that, you know, that Hail Mary overhand right, using a little bit of a boxing analogy here, and striking the glass jaw of America. It just, everything else doesn't make sense. I don't see nukes flying. I don't. Me and Bob Griswold get into this argument here and there, and I said, yeah, here's my thing, man. If I was Russia, if I was China, if I was the elites, I don't want a nuclear irradiated America. Because now that spills radiation into the atmosphere and around the world. And Bob Griswold and I both agree on that. But I would want to continuously take over America so that I can still use its infrastructure. If all I have to do is replug in the power, well, then all of your infrastructure is mine now. And then I can take down the internet as I go, and I can bring it back up in regions as I want, just as Russia has, just as Ukraine has, just as China does. So the ability to do it is already there. If it's already there, it's already in place, then it's already applicable to America. But Americans are the problem. It's not the American military. It's not the American diplomats. It's not the American politicians. Americans are the problem. You have to be able to neutralize Americans. You ain't going to do it with a world war. You're not going to do it with mutually assured destruction. Because who does that benefit? You're going to live in the bunker for the rest of your life? You know, it. You have to understand that these elites, they want to continuously drive in their private jets. They want to be able to drive their Lamborghinis with their 18-year-old girlfriends when they're 90.
Get you out know, the oxygen.
These people want their normal day-to-day life. They're not going to risk that with nuclear war. And I believe they would try anything possible to stop that. But they will take the power out because Klaus Schwab straight up said he would.
What's the next step? Let's see if we can't lay this out sequentially in the time we have left.
I think the next steps are going to come from the news media. the mainstream media is about to start their narrative. They have a major role to play with the dissemination of information and the decimation of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's credibility around the world. They have always been the make or break of Joe Biden. Joe Biden on his own is a clown show. So you have to have the army of the media behind him. Now, I will say this. All the information that's coming out right now is going to play into the hands of the left, and it's going to pull on the heartstrings of Americans, because that's what the left always does. They don't give you facts or statistics. They give you emotions. So whatever it is that's about to roll out, it's probably going to have to do with pedophilia. It's probably going to, and that's a good or bad. They'll either be good or bad about it with pedophilia, which is always bad to me. But they're probably going to push out how many people are connected to Russia in America, how many people are connected to Ukraine in America. They'll completely discount China, and they'll just let that brew for a while, much like the BLM riots. They'll just talk about it 24/7 until everyone is mad about the situation, and then they can act upon it. But we're in a very precarious time right now in America, where it seems like there's 20 different ticking time bombs going off. And either one blows first, and then the rest have a time limit whenever they eventually blow, or it'll be one explosion followed by a sequential order of explosions. But we got a bunch of different things happening. You know, the prices are still going up for gas, still going up for food, but we haven't really felt that just yet. There's already the new talks from Fauci about another potential lockdown because of the latest Omicron variant. I thought it was just a COVID-19 variant. Now it's an Omicron variant. So, like I said, there are plenty of things that are behind the scenes that they are working on right now, narrative-wise. Let's just see which one sticks.
Okay, I think you're right. My scenario, I think Putin realizes he's past the point of no return. I think he's going to do something totally irrational, which is why he's hiding his citizens out. I think he plans to use tactical nukes. And I'm wondering if it's just going to be in Ukraine. Biden doesn't have the balls to nuke Putin. Do you agree with that?
I don't see it with Biden. Biden seems to be very laissez-faire when it comes to all this. You know, there's no fire in the belly, as we say in the South, with Biden. He is all talk and ice cream and sniffing random people. And he's not, you know, we haven't heard Biden yet talk about wanting to take Putin behind the courts at the basketball rink and, you know, trying to whoop him like he wanted to do Donald Trump. We haven't heard tough guy Joe Biden. And I think Biden's reading from a script. I don't think Biden knows the script at all. I think he's fed what to say every day. And because of that, because his loose lips are probably the most dangerous thing that's happening to the Democrats right now, or to the leftists, the elitists, whatever we want to call them. They're all the same people to me. They have to make sure that Biden stays on the narrative. You'll never see Joe Biden by himself talking to anybody. He won't be walking up to groups of people talking. They'll have the Secret Service or whoever else that is his handlers around him. You'll always see at least 5 to 10 or more people around Joe Biden at all times, even at the press conferences, at all times. They don't want that man by himself because they know they can't control what he says, because the pride and arrogance of Joe Biden will let something slip.
You get the feeling they've been hiding him out and letting Psaki carry the water?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was the other day whenever Biden first called Putin a war criminal as he was being shuffled along. And it's pathetically sad to watch how this man walks. He literally shuffles like he's in his house slippers. And he's being shuffled out of this venue. And then a random reporter says, "Hey, what do you think about Putin?" And he says, "He's a war criminal." They said, "Oh, what'd you say?" He goes, I said he's a war criminal." And then you see Secret Service going, oh, God. Move him. Don't let him talk. If that was Donald Trump or Barack Obama, they would stop. They'd have a no-nonsense conversation, and then they'd keep walking. Joe Biden is on a leash. And that's why, you know, my thing is whenever I speak, in my podcast, I will occasionally speak directly to Joe Biden because I know he listens diligently every day because he wants the best history he can find. But I don't speak necessarily to Joe Biden. I speak to the masters of the dog because Joe Biden doesn't wag his own tail anymore. Somebody does it for him. And I think he's going to run, eventually, he's going to run out of his usefulness. And they're going to do away with him.
Yeah, I think they'll let him retire gracefully.
You think so?
Well, okay, I'll say this. There is power in a sympathy removal. So if he keels over with a stroke or a heart attack, induced or not, he could go out as, oh, what a great champion. Defender of civil rights. I mean, you can frame this any way you want, but there is, I'll give you an example. John Kennedy's civil rights legislation was stalled until he died, and the sympathy vote allowed Lyndon Johnson to push it through. And I think that the World Economic Forum could benefit from this. I think they could gain some traction from 60% of the country. It's dumber than a box of rocks with a sympathy because Joe Biden had an untimely demise. And under the cover of tragedy, we agree to certain things that we should not agree to. I think that's probably the scenario we're looking at. I don't believe we're going to have a war that goes nuclear in Ukraine. I'm not saying there won't be tactical nukes. But Revelations is so clear. The world lines up for the all-ending war, and then the perdition of peace comes on the scene. And he survives a mortal shot, goes on to lead the earth into, shall we say, relative peace for 3.5 years. And I actually did a podcast on this called Beware of the Peacemaker. Until we see a peacemaker, Doug, I don't think this is Armageddon.
No, I don't think it's Armageddon, but you know, the problem with eschatology, and as I have my Bible open right here in front of me, you know, constantly we are called Babylon. And or you know, the spirit of Babylon. And as you read in Revelation 18 and the fall of Babylon, and you hear about, you know, all the sins that have been heaped upon us, you really have to sit there and ask yourself, what other nation in the world sounds more like Babylon than we do? You know, and I'll say this, and then I'll let you take this and run with it. America has become the great prostitute of the world. And we are accepting the beast that is coming. If anything, we're helping to give life to the beast. And we have to be very cautious about that as Christians. We get caught up, very caught up in politics and in sports and geopolitics. And in some ways, you know, as you should be a little bit plugged in and knowing what's happening around the world, not consumed by it. But we should be paying attention to the sins of the leaders of this country because we are going to inevitably suffer right alongside them. Because of their ineptitude and their immorality against God. there will be a swift and painful judgment that will happen to this country. Dave, it may come from Russia. But does it only hit the specified areas? Does it hit the entire country? Does everyone as a whole suffer for it? See, we are not to suffer God's wrath, but it never says in there we won't suffer man's wrath. It does say that we will suffer Satan's wrath. So you have to understand a hard part when we talk about eschatology and Revelation is that the beast will be given power to overcome the saints. So we have to understand at the end of the day, even with the scarlet beast that is coming, that we need to be taking care of our household. First off, your household in your heart, the place where the Holy Spirit is supposed to dwell, that needs to be fixed, like, now. Like, get off this program, hit your knees, and repent for Christ Jesus. Secondly, it's your household needs to be in line. And not just spiritually, but that's the main point, but spiritually, physically, mentally. Dave, how many people in America are mentally, spiritually, physically ready? Let's just give an easy one. For an EMP.
Oh, I feel like going to run around the block. I don't think we're going to see an EMP. China would be too oppositional to that. We have, I'd have to go look it up, but we have untold tens of trillions of dollars buried beneath the ground. And that allegedly, and I say allegedly, is claimed by China. So I don't think China wants a devastating destruction of the United States that affects their ability to extract the minerals they need and get the food here on our soil. Now, do I think they'll commit genocide above ground? Yeah. Wei Fang told us they're going to use race-specific bioweapons. I think that's probably entirely possible. And I do think it will happen during the second part of the tribulation.
Do you ever think, and I'm very guilty of this, because as men and doing our work of analytics as we do constantly, I'm constantly trying to look for who the physical human flesh and bone threat actor is that I should be paying attention to that will pop out of Revelation. We don't know who that man of sin is yet. We don't know who the man of peace is yet. We don't know who the Antichrist is yet. Many people won't. Many people will actually love and adore this man. Many people will say, oh, thank God this man has come and called for peace. And many of the churches, Dave, will sit there and high-five each other. War's over. Yay. And everybody line up and take this chip so we can be on Biden's digital currency. I'm afraid that because so many people are asleep at the wheel, we're missing another part of the picture, and maybe you and I are guilty in this. We say that the Chinese, the Russians, they wouldn't nuke us. They wouldn't hit us with an EMP. Honestly, at the end of the day, we don't know what will happen from any way in any direction because we don't know what God may be making these people do to us. You got to understand, I think the judgment is going to come upon America because America is the whore of Babylon. I think we are, can I say that over the radio? God. I think America is the main threat because we have been the main trading nation around the world with our kings and paupers that live here. So I think we are part of what is being targeted within Revelation. But I mean, man, look at it like this. We got seven seals that got to be opened up first. And then that's seven judgments there. And then we have the bowls being poured out. There's another. And then we have the trumpets. Oh, and then sometime we're going to have the false prophet and the beast. Oh, and the armies. Oh, and the abyss will open up. And the angel of the abyss, Abaddon, is going to come out of it. You know, maybe at some point in time, there's going to be that super alliance of nations that will come after a war. That's kind of what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on a super alliance of nations to join together. And I think the coming global economic collapse could be the catalyst for that.
I happen to agree with you. I think, you have to have a complete collapse. They're telling us they're going to have a complete collapse. And I think people need to start thinking before they engage in bystander apathy and do nothing. I think they need to take a look at what they need to be doing. Because once they get a hold of this planet and they've destroyed everything and then they own what you're living on, we will enter the darkest of dark ages. Feudalism will look tame. In fact, a lot of what we'll be doing will be feudal in society. But they're going to feed you jack squat food. It's going to be terrible. Lab meat, bugs. You're going to be unhealthy all the time. Big Pharma will make even more money on you. And those are the ones that they let live. I think they enact their 90% population reduction at this point in time. Doug, we're just about out of time, but I wanted you to talk about your show. We did get another offer. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. It's going to be pretty cool. They brought the offer to the Common Sense Show, and I said, I'm going to give you something that's really growing. And that's so we'll talk about that tomorrow. But it's going to be pretty cool. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a lot to say about it, but we got to finalize the deal first. But Doug is on Global Star Radio Network, as I am, and he has a show called American Vindicta. Give us the particulars.
So currently with American Vindicta, what we do is me being, you know, a former Fed and a prior Marine, I give a bit of a outlook on the world through my view of geopolitics, which I studied quite a bit in, and history, which I did want to be a history teacher one day, but due to the current climate, there's no way this guy could be. So I give you a history lesson with every one of my podcasts and some pretty good rants here and there. And currently we have a new series, and it is pretty cool. We're going over UFOs.
Oh, baby.
And I'm calling this America's Most Unexplained Series. And because I'm tired of talking about politics, I hate Hillary Clinton, and I hate how I have to talk about her every other day. So I'm getting off the topic for a while, Dave.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm clearing out the path. We're going to go over everything that is strange and weird and cool in America. UFOs, cryptids, Bigfoots, all that crazy stuff. Yeah. And we're just going to have fun with it.
Oh, we're going to have to do a little collaborating. I'm interviewing Chris Kitsy, who has a really interesting background himself, but he knows a lot about this topic, and we're doing that over in the TV end with lots of visuals. It's going to be really, really exciting. I got to squeeze this in before we say goodnight. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a nest egg to protect, or can you just afford to kiss away everything you've earned? Of course not. So, you know, you may not be a millionaire, but Noble Gold can help you protect what you got. They're helping me. In fact, we're doing a deal tomorrow, and you know, you build up a little bit in your savings. I'm just going to tell you right now, only keep in the bank what you can afford to lose. So I want you to give Noble Gold a call, 877-646-5347, and tell them Dave Hodges said you could help me save my nest egg, and just let it go from there. Very low pressure, but very, very reliable people, and I've been back as a customer many, many, many times. So you can also go to goldbeforelate.com and have written material sent to you. I want the personal touch, and I think right now speed's of the essence. So I would encourage you to call them at 877-646-5347. Doug, do you think, just kind of quick yes or no, do you think Putin's going to launch tactical nukes inside Ukraine, or do you think he'll be framed in a false flag?
I think Putin's going to get framed.
I do too. I totally do. And I think they're going to use the Nazis to release biochemicals, perhaps give them a tactical nuke, let them have fun with it, and then the game will be on. I mean, they'll just say, hey, okay, look at Putin, and I think the war will be on, and I think then we'll find out how quickly we could go nuclear. I don't think we're going to go nuclear this time, though. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, I'm going to give Bob Griswold some credit here. Whatever it is that does go off this nuclear in Ukraine will have a Russian radiation detection from it. So they'll blame it on Russia. It was all made in Russia then, the Soviet Union.
Really good note to close on. Thanks for joining us here, everybody. And Doug, thanks to you. And that's a great cliffhanger to leave it. But we will be back. The Doug and Dave Intel Report will be back. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks a lot, guys.